Dee gave her a look that bordered on hostility. That's as revolting and unaesthetic a profession as it's possible to have. You couldn't find a way to make me a sculptor. Taken aback, she offered a nervous little shake of her head.
No one would believe that you had any place at this meeting. You would be suspected, mocked.
I'm joking, VT. This is perfect. I'll need a holocam.
I put one on your bunk.
Well done. Dee pocketed the identicard. He did not mind putting VT in occasional fear for her job or her life. She was far too determined to exploit her appeal. It could make her lazy or complacent. Occasionally, a little shaking up was in order. It kept her a good operative. Dee returned his attention to Farden.
I witnessed a delegation visiting the Hapen craft. One child, two droids. They waited until the craft appeared no longer to be under observation before they approached and had an hour's visitation. I've copied my recordings to your station. Let me know what you and Sazat turn up on them.
Yes, sir.
Dee looked around. Anything else? No? Back to your stations, then, and commence sleep rotation. And be not just diligent in your duties, but brilliant. Brilliance will get you noticed and promote you out of exile with me. He smiled, rose before any of them could offer perfunctory objections to his self-deprecation, and left. This time she managed not to scream. Alana woke, thrashing her way free of her sheets, in danger of toppling off her bunk to the compartment floor. She stopped herself and rolled back out of harm's way. There were tears on her cheeks again. She scrubbed them away. She waited a moment, listening, making sure that she hadn't awakened her grandparents. And then she sat up, hugging her knees to her chest, and tried to think. Angie hopped up on her bunk, patted her way forward, bumped her head against Alana's shin. Alana stroked the Nexu.
I'm all right. It's all right.
But it wasn't. In tonight's dream, the man made of fire was back. Again, he had approached Tenel Ka from behind. But this time, Alana had been behind him, watching. When he approached her mother, Alana had shrieked and thrown herself on his back to stop him. Her scream had not alerted Tenel Ka, but as Alana landed on the man's back, as her own body had begun to burn, Tenel Ka had felt her pain and turned. Her expression had been one of shock and loss, but she was ready to defend herself. That was Alana's last view of her mother. Alana had sunk, burning into the fiery man's body. Was that the way it had to be? Either Tenel Ka or Alana would die? That wasn't fair. It wasn't right. And Alana couldn't go again to Leia. Her grandmother would say it was only a dream, that it was nothing to be worried about. Well, Alana was going to worry. She just had to figure out what to do in addition to worrying.